you met my very excellent, very smart guest at just the right time, because he's breaking news to me so that we can break the news with all of you folks. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My guest is Sean Fettelplace. He works with the Main Street Alliance right here in Wisconsin, an advocacy group. And Sean, as we were in break, you were breaking some news. Please share with all of our listeners what you just heard and what's going on. This continues more of the breaking news about this weird OMB memo trying to stop all of this federal funding from going out.
Yeah, so today there were some very confusing comments by the press secretary on whether or not this is like a plan or concept of a memo, I guess, so to speak. And she said that the memo is rescinded, but that it's still in effect. And because of her statement on that, legal action is expected to continue. There's about, I think it's 23 governors have or attorney generals have joined litigation on this. And so this is going to continue. We're going to keep our eyes on it, but definitely encourage your listeners to keep up to date and to take action by letting their congressperson know that they should contact the administration and tell them to knock it off.
Yeah, this is just clown show-esque, whether you're talking about the metadata, the rescinded, but it's still in effect. I mean, does the press secretary know what the word rescinded means, Sean? I mean, inquiring minds want to know. She got up on the podium yesterday and lied about a whole bunch of stuff, including the $50 million for condoms in the Mideast, which doesn't exist, isn't a thing, and was totally beside the point. I don't know what rescinded but still in effect means. I guess it means exactly what I told you I think the point of a lot of this is, which is to get executive branch officials to leave, to fill their positions with loyalists, and or to scare the bejiggers out of anybody that remains so that they'll do what Trump wants without them needing such a memo. You know, rescinded, so we're not writing it down anymore, but still in effect, because just like the gosh darn mafia, everybody knows what the boss wants. Sean, as we move forward, again, we're looking at that hearing on Monday. We're looking at the AG case that has been brought, that Wisconsin joined. And we're letting people know that they should go to mainstreetalliance.org to contact their congresspeople and senators to let them know that the Trump administration should knock this off. What else do you think people should be doing? What's your ask of our listeners so that they can stay on top of this and be sure that their benefits don't get cut off?
Yeah, I would say, I can't imagine too many of your listeners are besties with people who work in the Trump White House, but it really is important just to continue that. I would also say if you are personally impacted by this, if you are not going to be able to make payroll because you're a nonprofit, if you are somebody that is potentially losing your coverage, if you're a childcare provider who's not getting the payments that you're owed, feel free to contact me at Sean@MainStreetAlliance.org, S-H-A-W-N @MainStreetAlliance.org. Please don't send me any troll emails. I would appreciate that. But if you have a genuine story that of impact, do let us know. And we're happy to make sure that your voice and your story gets shared with the public so that they know what's at stake with us.
Folks, that's Sean Fettelplace of MainStreetAlliance.org. We'll put his email in our show notes today. You can find our show notes if you listen to our former or past episode podcasts on Apple Pods, Spotify, or on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us/shows. It will all be there, including Sean's email. I think people, one of the things I would like people to do, because whether we're talking about this stupid OMB memo that threatens essential benefits for people, things like childcare, the entire nonprofit pipeline, again, that is such a critical safety net for so many people. It's not far off the mark from the stupidity of Robin Voss and his refusal to consider expanding Badger Care here in the state of Wisconsin. As the budget debate heats up here in the state, Sean, what should people be keeping their eye on as sort of top priorities? And do you think people should start reaching out now to folks like Robin Voss as the Speaker of the Assembly and their elected representatives in state government to ask for policies and a budget that actually serves the middle class and working folks in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I would say with Medicaid, there's two major issues. The first is voucher care expansion, which should have been done years ago. We have spent $2.4 billion extra to have worse coverage because Scott Walker did what was called a hybrid solution, where people up to 100% of poverty could get, who are childless adults, could get Medicaid, and then people 100 to 138% of poverty could go into the marketplace. They claim that you can get good quality coverage with no premiums. That's true, but that doesn't mean there's no out-of-pocket costs. And so if you actually do the math for that 100 to 138% of poverty, people could spend up to $9,000 a year on that coverage, whereas with Badger Care, there's essentially no cost sharing. And so it is. There's been a lot of disingenuous, frankly, lies about this, and they think if they just repeat something often enough, it makes it true. It is not true, and we would save another $1.4 billion the next year if we took it. So I would encourage people to read the Wisconsin Policy Forum did a report called A Picture of Health, and it very clearly lays out what's going on with this. I would say the second thing on Medicaid is postpartum coverage. We are one of two states that has not taken it. The only other state is Arkansas. All we're asking is for the current 60-day window to be extended to a year. And I would encourage people to check out, there's a really great Cap Times article that was released on the 28th. I guess that's yesterday. Long day yesterday for me.
Yes.
And it clearly laid out that Republicans want this. They're Jesse Rodriguez, Mary Felskowski, and Pat Snyder, who's, I like Pat, like he's a reasonable guy. And he said, listen, if we're not able to get this done, then why the hell am I here? And so it really is, you know, for a state where on the north side of Milwaukee, the infant mortality rate is worse than Soweto under apartheid. It is an absolute obscenity that we haven't done this and we need to get it done. So I would say, contact your lawmakers. If you live in a Republican district, contact them and tell them to tell Voss that to get out of the way and to be able to get this done, because he is the one person at this point that's holding that up.
Tell Voss to get out of the way. Hear, hear. Thank you so much, Sean Fetoplace from Main Street Alliance. Folks, that Cap Times article, as well as the Wisconsin Policy Forum's coverage of the Wisconsin Badger Care expansion question, I will include in our show notes for today. Sean, please come back soon. We're going to continue this discussion as the budget debate here in the state of Wisconsin heats up. When we come back, everybody, what the heck is going on with RFK? Now he's all of a sudden pro-vaccine? What does this mean for you and your family? Coming up next, and some good sound from his hearing today on Capitol Hill on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.